Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Good evening. We're continuing with the halachas of Zimun, and we started discussing yesterday the halachas of the basic concept of these three yidden, then the chalal ayud, and these chalois that they have to do Zimun once they've started eating. Tonight we're going to be discussing various scenarios if the figure at the end, at the beginning of the meal was not quite the same figure than at the end of the meal. We'll be discussing various scenarios with regards to Chiyuv Zimun, and there's going to be a fascinating Mishnah Berurah, which the question will be actually, to what extent is it actually applicable halacha with regards to chasanis and simchas and shepuchas that we discussed previously. Let us see, Sif Hey. Shloisha Shebo Misholosh Chaburoi, Sif Hey, bottom of page 194. So you have three people, Shloisha, three people, Shebo Misholosh Chaburoi, who came from three different groups. Shall shloisha shloisha bnei adam. Venishabu elu ashloisha. So what happened was he had three groups of three people. So imagine three over here, and three over here. And those three groups, each of them had one person of the groups that went out, left, and they now joined to make an own individual group of three. So you had three, and out of those three groups, one of them, one left of this group, one left of this group, and one left of the third group, and they got together to be a group on their own. No, three. No, I'm not talking about the ones remaining, I'm talking about the three individual leaving. Yeah, sorry. So again, shloisha, three people, shebo meshalosh chaburis, who came from three groups, shel shloisha shloisha, of three individuals. Venishabu elu ashloisha, and those three merged together. Now the question is, can they now do zimun or not? Can they do zimun now or not? If they fancy. They fell out with the previous two. They fell out. Now they want to do their own zimun. They want to do their own zimun. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Im zimnu aleim im koimam. If there was a zimun taking place with the initial group that they have left already, kugoin, such as shivsiku kol echol lishnayim, that they have they left echol lishnayim ad she'omru azon. If that there was a zimun initially with initial groupings. There was a Zimun, and they left after Hazon. There was a Zimun, and there was a Hazon. There was a first part of benching. And after that, they said, the way you bench is just off-putting. I'm leaving you right now. And then they left, and they made their own groups of three. Then, Shov, Einam Yecholim Lezamein, they cannot now do an own Zimun. Afilu Achlo Achakach, even if now they've eaten, later on, Yachad, they've eaten now together, with Gomru Sodos, and they finished off the meal together. So the scenario is as follows. Three groups. Three people here, three over here, and three there. They ate, and they made Zimun, and they started benching. And after they had started benching, one from here, one from there, and one from here. They said, leave me alone, I'm going out of here, and I'm going now. And they left, and all three, they joined now, and they carried on eating. They may carry on just for dessert, or they may carry on loads together. Can they now make their own individual, their own Zimun now? Because it's three, and they're eating together. So the halach is, no, they cannot. And the reason is, because you had your Zimun already. How many Zimuns do you want? You had a Zimun initially, when you were together with the initial groups. You had a Zimun already. So fine, so you had your Zimun. So you can't have another Zimun now. Ve'im loy zimnu aleim im koimam. Scenario 2. What happens if they left the initial groups prior to benching and prior to Zimun? They were up to dessert and they said, no, I'm leaving you now. One from this group, one from that group, and one from the last group. Prior to Zimun, before benching, they left and they merged together. So, im lo zimnu aleim im koimam, if they did not do zimun in their initial place, then chayovim lezamen, they're obligated to do a zimun. Ve'einam reshoim lechalik, and more than that, they're not allowed to split. They have an obligation to do Zimun. Even if those three that have merged now, those three, each coming from a different group, they're coming together now. Even if they are not eating at all together, they have to do Zimun and they have to bench together. And the reason being, although they didn't eat together, but they all individually still have a chiyuv zimun, because they're coming from places that were obligated to have a zimun, and they didn't have zimun yet. So they have still on them an individual obligation to do zimun, and they have to fulfill the obligation of zimun by doing zimun now, even if they're not eating at all. Yeah. Yes, very good. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. How could a very good question? Reb Gideon asks, that how can that be? Because they were initially in three different groups. And each of them were three, and each of them eight. So they had an obligation to Zimun. So where was there, how could they leave before Zimun and before benching? That's a very good question. I mean, the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah is going to answer that question, but I must say, the Mishnah Berurah is not going to answer, I could suggest a very simple answer, which the Mishnah Berurah is not going to suggest. I could suggest a very simple answer. Mishnah Berurah doesn't go there, and it didn't seem that Achoinim. But I would say, an Achinami could be the Issa. I mean, yeah, but that's a good question. If they made it nine, then it's no. I disagree, respectfully, because then there's no chiyuv zimun in the first place either. The reason why they can do zimun now without having eaten together is because each of them have an obligation to do zimun, and that the obligation of doing zimun hasn't disappeared yet. They now need to proceed into zimun. Now, if it was a case of Reb Moshe Feinstein's chiddush, then there wasn't any zimun in the first place. If they're eating together. To create a new chiyuv zimun is only if you're eating together. We are now saying that there's no chiyuv of eating. It's not a new chiyuv. It's just because they haven't been yoitz the old chiyuv. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Ches, in page 194. Enem Rishoyim Lechalek, you're not allowed to split. Hainu, Afilu Roi Tzilig Musudosu, Koyd Mishig Muachirim. Sorry, that was a Sif Dalet, I'm sorry. Sorry, that was a Sif Katan Lamed. Sorry, it's right. Ignore what I just said. Sif Katan Lamed. Sif Katan Lamed, top of page Tzadik Ches. Afilu Ochlo Achakach. This is going again to the scenario that that there was a Zimun in the initial three groups, there was a Zimun. And then they left after the Zimun, and they've now merged after the Zimun. Who are saying they don't need to do Zimun anymore. Yeah, do you remember the case? Yeah? Three people here, three people there, three here. They benched the Zimun already. And one of them is now leaving from this group, one is leaving from this group, and one is leaving from this group. And now those three are carrying on eating. Do they now need to do Zimun, yes or no? The answer is, says Shulchan Aruch. Try again. They don't, because, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilo ochlo achakach, the reason is the kvar porach Zimun minayu. It's a very important word. Because the Zimun obligation has, it's flown already, it's disappeared already. Porach mi loroshen flying. It's disappeared already. Because they had a zimun in their three groups. There was a zimun. Are you gonna tell me they're carrying on eating? They merge now and they're carrying on eating. Okay, shkoyach, so they're carrying on eating. But they had no obligation of zimun anymore. Because porach aleh zimun. Zimun is disappeared already. They've done a zimun in the first places. So leave them alone. It doesn't matter they're carrying on eating. Because earlier they did Zimun, 5 minutes ago, so how many Zimuns do you want for the same meal? You can't ask them to do Zimun again. So,
did they not bench the first time?
They didn't. But there was a Zimun there. But obviously, very much your point, obviously they are obligated to bench still. Obviously. Does the case make sense? I shall just go over it again. Okay, so the case is, the Shulchan Aruch's case, the first case is, three over here, and three over here. And they all washed, they ate bread, and they ate very nicely. Now, they even went so far that they had Zimun, and two of them benched, had Zimon two of them each. But each group had one person that said, I still want to, I'm leaving them, I'm carrying on. And all these three, they got together and they carried on eating. Today, can they do Zimon together? Yes or no? Shulchan Aruch says they cannot. The reason being because they had a Zimon in their places. There was a Zimon already taking place. And although they obviously still have to bench, they haven't benched yet, they need to bench. But Zimon, they had already in those initial places. And therefore, Parach Aleihu Zimon, the Zimon has vanished already. The obligation of Zimon has vanished already. And they just need to bench. They can't do Zimon again. Seif Kot Lamed Aleph. Ask Reb Gideon's question. Ve'enum reshoyim lechalek. Kiven shenoy du ato yachtov. Shenoy du ato yachtov. They now have joined together. Ve'kol echot bo mechaburo shekvan ischayv shom bezimun. This is the second case. Scenario two. Same case as before, but they split and they left before Zimon and before benching. So they ate and they didn't bench yet. One person left. They ate and they didn't bench yet, didn't do Zimon, one person left. They ate, and one person left before Zimon. And now those three got together, what's going to be the halacha now? They must do Zimon indeed, all those three together, even if they're not eating together, but they still have an obligation to Zimon. Why is that? Kiven shenoyadu atiyachto, v'kol echot ba mechabura, each of them comes from a group, shekvan ischayv shom bezimon, which has an obligation to Zimon. So basically, the question is very simple. Did you hear Zimon? Yes or no? If very much so, we'll get to more details here at. That's going to be the next sieve. But in principle, yes, correct. But that's going to lead to sieve of. Yeah, so Mishnah says, now your question, after his purpose of are you going to say you're not allowed to leave a chabur of three? You're dividing, you're breaking, you're spoiling the Zimon. You're destroying the Zimon. Reb Gideon's question. Each of them should have lachsa the chabur shaloi. Should have gone to your first group. Who gave you the permission to break the Zimon? Who gave you the right to leave the first two? Yes, Loima. The answer is the Ma'ir Ocher Shenif Nisput Chabur Rishon Rabosom Rishona. There was one person who spoiled it, and he left already. So you are left without three anyway. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Inami is second answer. Now comes the Chiddush. Rabbi said that's a Chiddush, and my question to you is going to be in 3 minutes: is this applicable to Simchas? Yes or no? Can we apply the next three lines of the Mishnah Berurah also in a regular Chasana in a dinner? In a place where there's an oynes, unexpected circumstances, oy, alternatively, hefsid moment, financial loss, mutal echot, one person is entitled and is allowed, ligmo sudoso mikoidem, a person is allowed to complete his meal a little bit earlier, shenigmu shegomu ashnaim, you can finish the meal a bit earlier than the other two. Bench on your own, and therefore, my Gamkin Bechai Gavna also talk about this scenario that this person those three had to finish off the meal earlier. So. The Mishnah Berurah says there is a heter. If you're in a rush, financial loss, unexpected circumstances, or similar, you're allowed to finish off the meal earlier before having done Zimon. So what happened was, out of those three, there was I couldn't wait for you anymore. One of you three couldn't wait anymore, so you benched earlier before Zimon. You ran off before Zimon. Similarly, over here, one of you couldn't wait anymore. You left earlier. Similarly, one of you left earlier, and now you three find yourselves. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, we could be talking about this case over here, that those three find themselves, and now they still have an obligation to do Zimun, because there's a chiyuv of Zimun. So you now do Zimun and bench together? No, so let's say they didn't bench. Okay, we must be talking about they didn't bench. Okay, so, but the question I want to just address at this point is it applicable, this, yes, so this rule that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you can leave a Zimon of three if you have got substantial financial loss or oines, unacceptable circumstances, you're allowed to leave a Zimon. So I would like to ask, can this be applied? Here by Simcha, we've spoken about this previously. It's really late. He can't wait until they are finished. He just can't wait any longer. It's getting late. It's already, long past 12 o'clock. It takes 45 minutes to get home. She just says, leave it. Leave it. Next day you have to go to work. He can't stay forever. He just can't. Shalom bayis and oinus. Good. One minute. Let's wait. Let's just get the clarity, the question clear. So the shaila is, can you then leave the zimun that is chal on you? You have a zimun that is chal on you, undoubtedly, because we're not going with he didn't think of Reb Moshe, or we're not passing like Reb Moshe, that he had in mind to exclude himself from the zimun. Okay, let's leave this out. He's very much part of the zimun. He washed without thinking, he's part of it. Can he now leave the zimun like this? Does this have to apply, yes or no? Question. Does this have to apply? Yeah.
So it may or may not, but I don't think it's the same case. I think it's a different case because everyone in the wedding is in the same chabura.
Yeah.
One. So anyone who leaves is leaving the one chabura.
Yeah.
And number two, the people who, in this case, there were three chaburas that split up and then there were three people left. So they wanted a zimun, but the people here are benching early. They're the ones who are leaving early. They're not the ones who are left afterwards.
Right. Very good.
I also got a question, which is why the three people in this case had any chiyuv zimun after their chibura split up. Surely when their chibura disappears, their chiyuv zimun should also...
So the answer is that's the chiddush of the sif, that the chiyuv zimun is individual, it's chal on them and it remains on them. That's the chiddush of the sif. Chiyuv zimun remains on them, it's chal on them.
What happens if you don't have a chibura anymore? You've got a chiyuv to do something which is impossible to do.
Okay, so if... Well, it's sometimes you may be an onus, you may not be able to fulfill it. But in principle, what remains is, you may be an onus. Sometimes you can't do anything about it. But there is a chiyuv here, as opposed to the chiyuv being uprooted meikara. It's a big distinction. Rabbi says, what do you think? Yeah.
Maybe I'm not understanding properly, but I don't see why it's such a big problem saying, when a person wants to leave early, he doesn't have to wait till everyone's finished eating. He can just have a zimun, they can respond. They're here, and they to the other zimun can't run eating.
Okay, so two answers to your question. Why can't you not just do a zimun or three? So the first answer is going to be because this is elokeinu. It's an elokeinu obligation of zimun because you've got more than 10 people. So to make a basic zimun as opposed to elokeinu zimun is not poshut. Sometimes there is a heter, but there's a question here. And also, I'm going to point out something which I heard. I didn't see it in Sforim. I didn't see it in Poiskim. But I heard. I heard from a Talmud Chochem once. And it's a matter of opinion. I'm not saying this is necessarily true. But I heard quite a while ago from a prominent Talmud Chochem who suggested to me that it's plain rude and disrespectful to a host to make a zimun. If you are an oinus and you need to just go... Okay, fine, sometimes you can't help it, you need to go fine. But it's a different matter altogether to start getting other people involved in you leaving early and encouraging others to leave early. What about Simcha? Baal Simcha, the basic covet that you need to give to Baal Simcha is to come on time and to leave on time. It's the basic covet. So sometimes, and that's what he's paying for, that's what he invited you for, and that's what he had in mind. That's for the chosen, that's for the color, that's for the occasion, for the honor of the occasion. Sometimes you have an onus. Okay, onus, you have to leave early. But to get others, to schlep other people with you as well, so I heard once, again, it's a matter of opinion, I didn't see this in any safe. I can't quote Pshom Zaman, Ramosha, Dan Weiss, Big Mountains, but it's something which I heard, and I said, you know what? Actually, I can hear that. Actually, I can hear it. It's common decency. I can hear that. In principle, yeah.
It depends if you go in the chassan, it's going to finish 2 in the morning.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But it's quite, when you do something, when you're involving others, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
But I want to just get back to this Moshe Rabbi, to this Mishnah Berurah Rabbi Yisai. Do you think it's the same or not? What do you think? Do you think that it can be applied? What do you think, Rabbi Feingold? Could be applied? Yeah. So, well, you don't know if maybe did Ramosha. You haven't got a guy. You don't know what was in their mind during Amotzi. Could be they did Ramosha. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, I've seen Poiskim quoting this. There are Poiskim who say that Bemokim Oynes and Bemokim Hefset you could do. Financial loss is, again, we had the Mishnah Berurah in many, many simonim ago, there's a big distinction between financial loss and potential earning of money. So important, you saw it, Mishnah Berurah taught us in an earlier simon, if it's about losing money, that you know if you don't run now, you're going to get a ticket, which is £120, okay, that's financial loss. You're avoiding financial loss. That's a very good example. You saw the fellow there waiting already with his thing. He's got, that's avoiding a financial loss. That's permitted. You're allowed to bench and go, and off you go and sort yourself out. However, if you know that by leaving, you know that there's a business engagement now that you could earn money potentially. You could earn money by leaving now and attending this meeting. You could leave now and making this deal, and then you're going to earn money. So that's something else, because that's not considered financial loss. It's just a minui revach, the loss of earning. Does that make a difference? Does that make sense? It's a big difference. So Mishnah Berurah says if it's financial loss, you're allowed to leave. And then he says, oynes. Now, as to whether shalom bias and other obligations are qualified in that, one could certainly argue that, yes. One could probably argue. It's not what the Mishnah Berurah says, but one could probably argue. I hear that. Yeah.
What about, you have 20 people in your Shabbos meeting?
That will be the next demo. Yeah, hold on. We're going to be next demo. That's going to be the demo. Wait a sec. Very good. Okay. See, Vov. Shalosh chaburos. That's going to be Mama's your case. Shalosh chaburos. Shehoyu kol echot arba. Okay, we're not starting with 20, we're starting with 4. Okay, similar scenario, Rabbi Yisai, but not 3. What we're having now is 4. 4, Shalosh Chaburos, that's 3 groups. Imagine, 4 here, and 4 there. 4 individuals. 3 groups of 4 individuals. Ve'peresh echot mikol chabura. And out of each group of 4, 1 left. Ve'nitztafu lechabura acheres. And they joined a different group. Vezimnu ha-shloisha nishorim, and the 3 remaining over here, did Zimun themselves. Any problems with that? No. 3 were left over here. Can do Zimun. Right? It was 4 initially. 1 person left. 3 left behind. Can do Zimun. Vezimnu ha-shloisha nishorim. Porach Zimun minayu. The Zimun of this 4th person who has left, that Zimun has now vanished, has now disappeared. Kiven shechaverem Zimnu, since their friends have done Zimun already. The 3 that remained, they've done Zimun. So they have parted, they've taken away, they've vanished the Zimun of the 4th person who has left. Behua then, similarly, im lo yoyu b'chol chabur elo shloisha. Similarly also, if there was only 3. Veholach echod mikol chabura kodim zimun, and one of them left before zimun. Venischabu elu ashloisha, and those groups again became 3. So it was 3 initially, 1 left, 2 left, and now it's again 3. So vebo echod mikol chabura venitzarif v'mashnayim rishonim v'zimnu yachat. Till at the end, it was 3 left again. They joined again. It was 3 left. Porach zimun meelu ashloisha kivin shikvar zimnu chabura osam. The ones that left, they can't do Zimun anymore now, even if they, few of them together, they can't do Zimun, because the group, in the initial group, they, at the end of the day, they did Zimun already, although they were not present, but a Zimun took place, and therefore, they can't do Zimun anymore. So again, the case is as follows, to get clarity in the case. You had 4 over here, and 4 over there. Out of those 4 groups, there was one leaving. Now, they still were able to do Zimun. True or not true? Why? Because you got 3. Same here and same here. So now, the 3 that left those 3 groups, then I got together. Can they do Zimun? Yes or no? Shulchan Aruch teaches us, no, actually they can't do Zimun. Even if they're getting together now and they're continuing to eat and whatever it may be, they can't do Zimun. Because what happened is that they had a Zimun together with that group. That group, at the end of the day, they made Zimun already. They made a Zimun. So that took away the obligation of each individual, although they had left. They have left. It's true they have left. But a Zimun took place of their initial group. So they can't. Pardon?
As you said before,
It's
that.
Yeah, because now the case is, because I'll tell you why. Because this is a case that they left before Zimun. And we learned, but initially we learned in Siv Dalet, in Siv Hey, that if they leave before Zimun and all three are getting together, what's the halacha? Right, and now we're saying they can't. Because there is a Zimun taking place. How many
people need to say at least till Hamazon?
Till Hazon is a coil. I don't chap. What do you want to know as to whether, what's a shaila? As to whether, when is it considered having done?
When is it considered para? Was it the para? Was it
two? I think that two. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that if they did until Hazon, yeah, I think two. Something to think about, but I think two. That if one of them did.
If you want to carry on your meal.
You're right. One, if one is, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, clarify the case.
Yeah.
So, three, one, and four. And one of each of them left their chabur of four. So you want to say they. They came together and joined the Hebrew Chabur of three before the Zimun, or the Zimun took place when they were absent, and
absent.
Then they joined. So if they joined before the Zimun takes place...
If they merged...
If person four from each Chabur gets together and creates a new Chabur, are they now considered to be part of the new Chabur, so they're going to do it before the Zimun takes place in the original Chabur, or is it always going to be Mafkir, their Chiyav, even though they've now joined and eating together with two other people?
So, with regards to eating, that we'll see soon. But in principle, we'll have to see the Ramah. Ramah will answer your question. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do it now, but we'll see the Ramah will answer your question. Okay, so just to recap very, very quickly what we've learned tonight. We learned that if three groups of three, one of them leaves, so it depends as to whether they left before or after Zimun. If they left prior to Zimun, then they can still do a Zimun together. They should, in fact, do a Zimun together. If they left after Zimun took place in each group, they can't do Zimun now anymore. Similarly, with regards to a group of four, same concept, that if there was Zimun taking place, then they can't do Zimun over again. Porach Zimun Minayu. And a little bit more on this, we'll follow that tomorrow, Mitzvah.